Sarah News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump's son, Eric, says it's hard to fathom the impact Charlie Kirk has made on American politics.
Built one of the greatest youth political movements in history, probably the greatest youth political movements. And, you know, then somebody, you know, dressed in all black sits on top of a roof with a rifle, you know, while calling him a fascist for exercising free speech and, you know, and kills a dear friend of ours. And it's absolutely heartbreaking.
A memorial service will be held for Kirk tomorrow in Arizona. Former California Republican Congressman John Campbell tells the Salem Radio Network the death of Charlie Kirk will have historical implications.
This will be something like, for those of us of an age, when you heard JFK had been assassinated, when the Challenger crash happened, when you heard that, and when you heard about 9/11. This is going to be one of those moments.
President Trump will meet with China's leaders in South Korea next month. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Following a two-hour phone call with Chinese President Xi Jinping, the president announced he will meet with Xi in South Korea in late October and will visit China early next year. Writing on his social media platform, the president said Xi would come to the United States at an appropriate time. He also said they made progress on approving a TikTok deal to allow the popular social media app to keep operating in the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Arizona Department of Public Safety is releasing the name of the man detained by the Secret Service at State Farm Stadium ahead of Charlie Kirk's memorial service. The suspect has been identified as 42-year-old Joshua Runkles. He has been charged with impersonating a law enforcement officer, which is a felony, and carrying a weapon into a prohibited place, which is a misdemeanor. DPS spokesperson said Runkles has been released on bond. This is SRN News. A new poll on assisted suicide.
Lifeway Research reports that 51% of Americans believe that if a person is suffering from a painful terminal disease, it is morally acceptable for that individual to take his own life with the aid of a doctor. The survey also reveals that 55% of respondents believe that physicians should be allowed to help people kill themselves. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, Americans who see the Bible's teachings as having authority are the least likely to say physician-assisted suicide is morally acceptable. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For decades, one of the most consistent findings in religion research has been that women tend to be more religious than men. That might be changing. A recent poll released by the American Enterprise Institute's Survey Center on American Life found that 39% of Generation Z women say they do not have a religious affiliation, compared to 34% of men from the same cohort. This is SRN News. The government provides more details on no taxes on tips.
The Treasury Department has submitted proposed regulations on President Donald Trump's no tax on tips promise to the Federal Register. The no tax on tips provision in the Republicans' tax and spending laws allows certain workers to deduct up to $25,000 in qualified tips per year. The deduction phases out for taxpayers with a modified adjusted gross income of $150,000. Donna Warder, Washington.
Tropical storm Gabrielle is expected to become the second hurricane of the Atlantic season this weekend. An advisory from the National Hurricane Center says Gabrielle is expected to pass to the east of Bermuda tomorrow night into Monday. Forecasters say the storm is now packing top winds of 60 miles per hour and about 540 miles southeast of Bermuda. More details at srnnews.com.